2. Environmental science.
Fertilizers. Farmers know that one of the most important parts of having a healthy crop is ensuring that the soil is properly fertilized. Soil that has the right balance of nutrients can yield hardy vegetables and flowers. Plants use the nutrients in soil for many of their basic processes, so it is important to ensure that the soil is fertilized properly. The first step is figuring out the relative amount of nutrients in the soil. Most local gardening centers can test the soil using a sample provided by the customer. Alternatively, some gardening centers offer do-it-yourself testing kits. The results of the soil test will reveal what type of fertilizer needs to be added to the soil to maximize plant growth. Nitrogen is used by plants of all types to produce chlorophyll, a chemical pigment that allows plants to absorb light and turn it into energy. When applying nitrogen, growers should be particularly careful. If too much nitrogen is already in the soil around a plant, it will produce an excess of foliage. While more foliage might seem like a good thing, it can actually hinder the growth of fruit or vegetables in plants. In cases where far too much nitrogen is applied to an area, a plant's foliage might wither from the high concentration of nitrogen. There are chemical fertilizers, as well as organic alternatives, available to put nitrogen into soil. Cottonseed, alfalfa, or manures can all be used as natural alternatives to chemical fertilizers. Phosphorus is another important nutrient that needs to be monitored and occasionally supplemented in gardens. Phosphorus provides materials for essential cellular functions, especially the transport of energy within an organism. In most environments, a lack of phosphorus is primarily responsible for slow plant growth. By adding it to the soil, a farmer can maximize the rate of growth and maturation of plants. While it is difficult to harm plants with too much phosphorus, farmers near bodies of water should be careful when applying it. Too much phosphorus can easily upset the chemical balance in aquatic environments. Potassium is the third nutrient that gardeners should monitor in their soil. This substance plays a key role in many cellular functions, providing plants with nutrients needed to form proteins, sugars, and starches. In many garden centers, potassium is commonly referred to as potash, a naturally occurring form of potassium. It is essential that potassium levels in soil are kept relatively high, as it is foundational to the functioning of a plant. There are chemical fertilizers available that contain potassium. Gardeners can also apply wood ashes, granite sand, or crushed granite to increase potassium levels. Many fertilizers offer a combination of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium in particular ratios that gardeners can add to their soil. Alternatively, each one can be purchased and applied separately. There is some question about whether one should use chemical fertilizers or organic fertilizers. Some chemical fertilizers can release nutrients over time in a controlled manner. However, some people are hesitant to put chemical elements so close to their food. Regardless of one's preference, balanced nutrient levels are essential to having a healthy garden.